Hi there, Carl Massey here, coach, strategist, and author of 5 books, the most recent being Decision Making Mastery. And so if you're listening to this on audio at the moment, I'm flashing my books on the big screen. So for those watching it on YouTube, me waving my books around. So thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Life Masterclass. Coming to you all the way from beautiful Bali, and I'm sort of looking out over my balcony now, seeing these beautiful blue skies, green trees, and that sort of stuff. And the other thing I need to say is that there's a bit of construction happening outside, so you might hear something in the background. That's why I've reoriented myself here for this conversation. And an important conversation it is. As you know, this podcast is all about raising your level of consciousness, creativity, vitality, vibration, abundance, health, all of those things, lifting those up, but also doing it in a very practical way. So I've been wanting to talk about this subject, and I've talked about it a lot. I recently did a presentation. If you haven't seen that, you can either check that out on YouTube, or I did put it as a podcast. It's like a 37-minute presentation that I did recently at a yoga center here in Bali, The Practice, where I went deeper into the subject of decision-making mastery, obviously around the context of my book. And one of the things I, you know, want to bring into every conversation that I have, every presentation, is this idea of courage. So it really is a central theme for me, and it's a central theme I feel, not only in these times, which it is really, really important, but for us to self-actualize, you know, go up that Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and we get to the top of the pyramid, and that's a self-actualization in a more, whether it's a yogic tradition or Buddhist tradition, it's that enlightenment up the top there, that raising of consciousness. And one of the things about this ascension path, this raising of consciousness and getting to that point of self-actualization, is the need to dip into this thing called courage. Now, I've read probably, 700 to 1,000 different books on non-fiction subjects, quite a broad range of them, whether it's different forms of psychology or neuroscience or epigenetics or neuroimmunology, which I can hardly pronounce, lots of different things. And of all of those books, probably in my top 5, maybe even my top 3, is a book called Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. An absolutely amazing book talking about the different levels of consciousness and how we move up the scales of consciousness. And he talks about, and you know, he was a psychiatrist, so came from that background, but also had a lot of experiences with consciousness and really understood that experience at an experiential level. So at a, you know, very young age, he had some experiences that sort of had some pretty powerful experiences that shaped his understanding about the physical and the non-physical and the relationship between that. You know, what quantum physics is teaching us now, this relationship between the seen and the unseen, the known and the unknown. So he talked about the idea of getting from lower mind to higher mind. And you might have heard, you know, we've all heard the term ego. So I talk about moving from ego-based living to love-based living. So again, like moving beyond this place where you're ruled by the ego, ruled by external validation, and you come back into a sense of self, tap back into that self-love, work from inside out, become more creative, more expansive, again, stuff coming from the inside out, rather than waiting for things outside and rather than needing this external validation to come. So David Hawkins' work, he talks about the pathway between that lower mind, higher mind, you know, starting to transcend attachment and living life through ego. The sort of gateway through into those higher levels is actually courage. it's taught in yoga, and it's been taught in yoga for thousands of years. It's like we need to work on the gunk down here before we can start moving up into these elevated states of experience. Dr. Joe Dispenza would talk about the same thing, like the survival emotional states that are lower down in our body, down in these lower energy centers, he calls them. They're called chakras in the yogic tradition. But saying again, we need to work our way through these survival emotional states, whether it's fear or anger or rage or even pride. We need to work our way through those before we can start getting into these elevated emotional states, these higher states of consciousness, these more love-based experiences and emotions. And again, that thing is courage, the access point. So when I'm working with any of my clients, I'm trying to steer them towards this thing called courage, like challenging them. How can you bring more courage into your life? I've recorded podcasts before where I talk about it's not confidence that is the thing that is the game changer in life. It's courage. That at a practical sense, and that at this ascension experience as well, this self-actualization, courage is a thing. The courage not to care about what other people think. The courage to leave that thing that isn't serving you. The courage to do what is right, not what is easy. The courage to stand up and say no. The courage to put boundaries in your life and actually enforce those boundaries. The courage to step into the unknown. The courage to start that business that you've always wanted to start. The courage to leave behind the poor advice, maybe your family members that are holding you back from doing things. The courage to step into your own power. The courage to let that creativity that's just wanting to birth from you, you know, come into being. And the courage to take that idea that comes to mind and bring it into play. That's all this courage stuff. That courage stuff is the thing that takes us forward. And I really think in this day and time, like this 2021 and beyond, courage is going to be one of the key pieces that will keep us moving on a forward trajectory. It's the key thing that's likely to bring us back on track. It's the key thing that's going to illuminate the character traits and the virtues that make us, you know, more awesome human beings. It's a powerful, powerful fuel source. So again, the way to practically bring it into our life is to ask ourselves, how can I be more courageous in this conversation with this person? How can I be more courageous in my work situation? How can I be more courageous about establishing and, you know, refining, defining, and affecting these boundaries that I put in my life? How can I be more courageous on saying to someone, I don't like what you're doing or what you're saying? How can I be more courageous in that business meeting where I have an idea or I have an objection against something and I want to bring that forward? How can I be more courageous in that place and space? So in a practical sense, it's just a little bit. You only need to be a little bit more courageous in all these different areas of your life to build that muscle up. As you continue to bring more braveness, more courageousness into your life, you're going to start strengthening that and you're going to be more willing, able and capable to step into a deeper unknown, a deeper level of uncertainty and feel comfortable and confident that you do actually have the capacity to move through that, to figure that stuff out. It's courage that allows you to step into something when you don't actually know how to do it, but the courage to say, no, I'm going to stay here and figure this thing out, even if I look poorly in doing so, even if I mess things up. So there you go. Bring courage into your life. Bring courage into the space around you. Bring courage into your conversations. Bring courage into your life. It is one of the fuel sources that is going to be absolutely necessary in this time and moving forward, and it's absolutely necessary if you want to transcend levels of consciousness and start getting up into higher mind and start being less influenced and driven by ego and external validation. So if you're not convinced, reach out to me and I'll convince you some more. On that note, if you do need a hand with anything from a coaching perspective, transition, anything like that, challenges you're going through, decisions you're trying to make, don't hesitate to reach out. Details down below. Carlmassey.com is my website. Just go to the contact page, send me a message, and I'll help you out as best as I can. Like I said, check out a copy of Decision Making Mastery. And if you haven't seen the presentation that I said that I did at the Practice Yoga Center in Bali recently, do check that out as well. If you're watching this on YouTube, you know, click the button to say you like it. Subscribe, don't push the notification button. That's a really silly idea. And feel free to forward this on. I would love more and more people on this planet to be living life courageously and know that it's the fuel source that is actually so powerful and so necessary at this point now. So I would love for you to forward that on and remind people about bringing courage back into their life and using it as the a force for good. I think that's enough from me. So have an absolutely fantastic day wherever you are on this beautiful, incredible, gorgeous planet of ours. Have an absolutely fantastic day and take care.